I still can't believe what I just saw. It was a magical moment, and I got the notification on my phone that the Astros won, and Yuli was at first base, and I'm like, what the heck happened? And then Yordan Alvarez got that double to win it, and we wanted to go ahead and do this, bonus episode of the Locked On Astros podcast that starts now.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros. Your team every day. Brett, where can they find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, walking it off with Yordan Alvarez, always Stros.
All right, yeah, let's go walk it off. And that was a great game. It was one of those games where it was a pitcher's duel, and Luis Garcia, to his credit, he was giving up hits left and right. It seemed like in the first three innings, he was giving up two hits in each inning. But it just was all just – it was just he just got the job done. He kept on stranding runners, and I know he allowed the run in the first inning, but he just got the job done. And this is what this guy has been doing his entire career with the Astros. He pitched seven innings, allowed seven hits, one run, two walks, eight strikeouts. This is a guy that was struggling through the first three innings, but yeah, somehow he still made it that deep into the game, and he was so pumped up when he made it through seven innings. And you gotta love it when these guys get pumped up.
Yeah, I didn't think that he was gonna last to five innings, and it was great to see him grind it out. And I love what happened tonight. We'll talk about the later part of the game here in the next segment, but this is one of those games, and I think Blummer even mentioned it, that as, you know, baseball fans, we appreciate games like this. You know, we love the games that we went to, like the night before where they won 10-2 and it's a slugfest and you hit a bunch of home runs. But a game like this where you grind it out and every pitch matters, that is what makes baseball, I think, the best sport in the world. And yes, the A's keep winning. The A's beat the Yankees today. The Yankees are in a bit of a tailspin right now. So I love when Yankees come into my DMs talking smack. That's great. And Yordan Alvarez, I mean, this guy, Eric, he went 3-for-4 tonight. And let me start with this. He beat the shift his first at bat to break up the no-hitter, the perfect game no-hitter, I might add.
Right.
Okay. And then what happened? Tony La Russa had his fielders shift back to their traditional positions. And what did he do? He beat the traditional position. They unshifted, and he beat that. And this is a guy that continues to be a complete hitter. He's not just the murderer at the plate crushing home runs. He is hitting all sides of the field. At the beginning of the year, where was everybody? Based on shifting, they were all on the right side of the field. Now they're shifting back. So they're like, crap, this guy hits everywhere. And where does he lace the double? On the right field side, the pool side. And so what a great game for Yordan Alvarez, his first career walk-off hit.
Yes, and I know that Keuchel said the Astros have the best lineup in the AL, and I know that he also said that Lance McCullers was his son, and Lance McCullers was having a little fun with that today. He said, well, it'll be good to actually face my daddy on Sunday. And
I didn't hear that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, so it'll be funny to see that. I mean, I don't think I'll be on the road and at church camp with bad signals, so I won't be able to actually get to see that game, but I'm sure I'll get to hear all about it. This is what he had to say. He said, some of the guys gave me a hard time. It's a good day for you to face your daddy on Father's Day. And Maldi had a good time with that quote. So, yeah. So that it's going to be a good time for that. And I know that Carlos Correa, we haven't really talked about this much, but congratulations, Carlos Correa, for having Daniela for being pregnant, and they haven't come out and said if it's a boy or girl. I don't know if they know if it's a boy or girl, but then Correa came out today and said, we we're not going to come out. The wifey is the boss, and we're not going to come out.
Imagine that.
So we're
that's great. I tweeted out, you know, some recognition from us at Locked On Astros. And since you and I are both dads, I said, hey, welcome to the fraternity. You know, Lance McCullers, you know, he has a really young child. Several players have children that are very young. And it is great when these major league players, we see them grow up before our very eyes. And one of the things Johnny mentioned was Johnny Munoz, one of our regulars, he said this, and we'll go back to one you just threw up there, that his velo is back up. And that was key, you know, 95 to 96. And then, you know, you sit here and you watch this team. This is hands down got to be one of the top two or top three contenders to make it out of the ALCS to the World Series right now as we speak, to where 4 weeks ago, I was like, if we continue to play like this, I mean, if they continue to play like this, they're not even going to make the playoffs. And right now, all they have to do is keep pace. And they have to keep pace with, you know, one or two games back. They can shore things up at the end of the season if they need to.
I hope you did not bet on the Yankees beating the A's today, because that did not happen. So I wonder what betonline.ag had to say about that.
You know, I'm glad I didn't, but I know BetOnline, they're the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action, and they probably had the odds in the Oakland A's favor because, you know, they're the Oakland A's and they're in first place. But baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. You can bet on maybe who hits the next walk-off hit for the Houston Astros, or who gets their first career triple for the Astros because they got so many young players. Get all the latest news, odds, and all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC and MMA action. Before the next pitch of the next Astros game, head over to BetOnline on your laptop and mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or your mobile device, sign up today, and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your sportsbook experts. Use a promo code LOCKEDON.
All right, with Abraham Toro getting some good at-bats today, and I know Chaz McCormick is playing some good defense out there, the Astros are fully loaded. So let's talk a little bit about fully loaded.
Yeah, let's go ahead and knock this out of the park, right? Fully loaded shoe is something that you need to know about, especially if you're trying to go from tobacco to tobacco-less products. This is your product to go to. It is tobacco-free, long-cut pouches that give you the same pack, dip, spit, and buzz you're used to without tobacco. They have 9 flavors. Fully Loaded Chew is made with food-grade ingredients and tobacco-free nicotine, the purest form of nicotine available. I know people that are trying to make the switch right now, and they endorse Fully Loaded Chew. It is the only moist nicotine pouch on the market. All other nicotine pouches are dry white pouches. Nothing dips, spits, and packs like Fully Loaded Chew. So right now, Fully Loaded Chew is offering Locked On Team listeners a special offer. Right now, you can try a can for just $1. That's right, $1. Go to fullyloadedchew.com and use the promo code Locked On. Just $1, free shipping and handling. Use a promo code Locked On at checkout. The next time you go for a dip, make it Fully Loaded Chew at fullyloadedchew.com.
All right, I want to go and put this up for Steve Harden right here. So, champions find a way to win. So hopefully the Astros will be adding to this year. So, I know that Moises has been asking about Rondon, and he seemed to be kind of I don't know if we can say that, bitching to himself about, or bitching to somebody about the strike zone, about walking the bases loaded, and then Altuve striking out. Then he got all pumped up. And then, but I think he was just mad at himself.
He's mad at himself.
This guy's a perfectionist, and he was a free agent this offseason, and the White Sox, I believe, signed him for only $3 million. And this guy has reinvented himself, and he's become a guy is probably going to be an all-star game, and he's become their ace. And so this was a big game, especially with all the crap he said against the Astros. I mean, he had to bring his A game, and that was a big moment, and he could have unraveled in that moment, and he was pissed off at himself. So I think that's what Rondon was kind of all mad about. But
no,
You look legit.
That is what he was mad about. Yeah, I mean, he looked like one of the top five Cy Young candidates for the American League. You can't deny that. He has very good stuff, very nasty stuff, challenging them with fastballs, 98, 99 miles an hour. It's just one of those things where, yeah, Brett made it. What? Okay, anyways, yes, I made it through a sponsor ad. See, y'all have got to go back, and I promise you, you watch 10 episodes from the last few weeks, out 9 out of 10, I know. But here's the thing. Rendon, to me, set himself up for the fall. Anytime an athlete guarantees a win, anytime someone says, I'm going to do this, or it kind of starts off negative, it rarely works out. And I think he would have done better to keep his mouth shut. And I'm going to say this, like even like Mike Trout said things a couple years ago that he was disappointed, and there's some other baseball players. But when the Astros play these teams, if you see them interact with these players that have actually said stuff, they don't act like they're mad at each other. I think sometimes they kind of put this out there for the fans, and I don't know that some of them really believe what they're saying. I mean, at the end of the day, he pitched a good first 4 or 5 innings, Eric. He did good. But all it took, and that's why baseball is great, all it took was one bloop single into left field, opposite field, hitting against the shift to get things going and to get things going in the right direction for the Astros.
And then Yuli got that big hit. That guy, that pitcher for the White Sox, Croce, he looks pretty hard to hit. I know that he's got 3 losses on the year, but he looks like I wouldn't want to hit against him, but coming into this game, he had the best ERA of all the relievers in the league. So, yeah. So this is how many hits the Astros had today. 5. So they scored 2 runs on 5 hits. They struck out 10 times. They had 9 runners left on base. Well, that's individual. They stranded 5 team runners left on base. So it wasn't a great overall offensive game compared to Friday night's game. Or sorry, Thursday night game. So, yeah, you're going to have these hot and cold, but Rendon's a good pitcher. So I expected this, and I expected this game on Sunday. I think Dallas Keuchel's going to come out to try to show the Astros up. Not necessarily because he hates the Astros, but he wants to do this. So well, I can imagine people watching this as they're going out of Minute Maid Park saying, let's go Astros. I remember those days of like a big walk-off victory like this, going through down the stairs and just chanting Astros, Astros.
Right. Oh yeah. You know, everybody's jazzed. And you know, this game, when you look at it from top to bottom, it is one of those grind out games. And I do agree with Big Man Clark. I hope that's not Dan Clark. That this is probably one of the best wins of the season for the Astros. Yesterday's win was just a beatdown, and the Astros bodied this team again with a 2-1 win. I mean, when you get 5 hits and 2 runs, what counts is pitching in that moment. Okay. And when your pitching is only allowing 1 run or so, then you're winning those ball games. I want to talk a little bit about this because I've got a couple quotes from McCullers, and we can hit on this here in a second if you want to keep talking about the game. But I do want to mention some things that McCullers said about the sticky situation in the major leagues. I got some direct quotes from an interview he did. Do you want to do that now or here in a few minutes?
1 second. I know a lot of people are complaining about the Yankees losing to the Athletics, but I think Yankees it was Michael Schwab shared this, and I need to figure out where he has this, but it's basically the strength of the schedule. You know, the Astros have the second hardest strength of schedule. All the teams. This is American League and National League. The Blue Jays have the first. The Astros have the second. The strength of schedule against the Astros, the opponents have a .520 winning percentage. Mm. And the Astros have a .588 winning percentage. That was before tonight's victory.
Hey, who's in third?
The Texas Rangers.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, yeah, but they have a .368 winning percentage.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying.
And the Orioles have a .324 winning percentage, and then the Angels are fifth with a .493 winning percentage. So most of the teams are kind of in the 4-5. They are losing records. The Rays, They're seventh, but they have a 6-14 winning percentage. So most the good teams win no matter what their winning percentage is. And so here are the – if you go down, way down here at number 16, you see the A's with a 498 winning percentage against. And what's their winning percentage? It's 6-14.
Exactly. So, I mean, they have an easier schedule, but and they have a better record. But, Eric, I mean, it's only, what, two and a half games, right? And right. So I think after the Astros win tonight, it's back to two. And, I mean, that says something. And we talked at the beginning of the year. We knew that the Oakland A's would be in contention for this division, whether it was in first place or chasing us. And I believe that the Astros are proving right now to be the more complete team, the better team with the way they're winning the games. At the end of the season, you've got to continue putting the pedal on the metal. We are going on the road after this White Sox series, and we are facing some pretty easy teams. And so we need to continue to do what we did against the Rangers and beat the easy teams. Because as you can see against the White Sox, as you can see against the Red Sox and the Blue Jays and so on and so forth, we typically beat the better teams. And right. It was great. One of the things Johnny mentioned that you mentioned today, Eric, Ben Verlander, who's going to be on the show Thursday, put a video up of his brother, Justin Verlander, throwing pitches today, saying, "Hey, feeling good." That's always an encouraging sign for Astros fans.
All right. So what about Lance McCullers?
So Lance McCullers Jr. was interviewed by the Houston Chronicle today. And this is what he said about the sticky stuff. He said this: "The way it's been handled, I kind of think it's been similar to any other major league storyline over the last half century. I think it was done in a poor way," McCullers said, "but it's not a big deal for me. It's not a big deal for our pitching staff." Are you supposed to be talking with him? Okay. "We have a lot." It's not a puppet. "We have a lot of good pitchers here, so we'll be fine." McCullers described a lot of finger pointing in the league's implementation of its newest restrictions. Multiple times, McCullers said the Astros are not worried about it as a pitching staff. "I'm just a player in the game," McCullers said. "This topic has been part of the game for a long time. I guess if MLB feels like it's best for baseball, that's why they believe, and we will abide by that." You can check out the full interview at HoustonChronicle.com. Chandler Rome did that, and it was phenomenal to hear Lance McCullers come out and say, "We don't have anything to worry about. Like, we basically, the article basically says, we're good. Like, we're following the rules." And that's excellent to hear. That's a great vote of confidence. That's a far cry from where Glasnow and Cole and Bauer and all these other people have been, where they kind of sound a little sus on this whole topic, you know?
Well, even looking at that little chart that Larry, the GM, sent us, and it said the teams with the highest spin rate, and you look right at the Dodgers are way up here.
Yeah, and we've stayed consistent. The Dodgers have jumped the most. Hey, listen to this. I noticed Paul Valadez from Belching Beaver is listening, and we're not doing it tonight, but pretty soon, Eric, we will be giving away tickets to a game, to an Astros game, I believe in August. It will include Belching Beaver shirts and a Belching Beaver cooler backpack. So it's a really cool prize pack, and we're probably going to do – I've got to figure out how to give it away while we're, like, on the air, do something with the people online, because we really want to – and we'll make it to where the people listening with the audio can hear it as well, but we want to make it to where both groups of people, those who view us
and those who listen. Don't forget, we'll be at Hooters on NASA on – June 27th
during the game. We'll be at Hooters at NASA Road 1 and I-45 in Webster. We'll be doing a live broadcast from there. We'll be doing it during the show, and so come check us out. Come stop by, have some wings, have
please
some
come
beer.
Support us. Support us, man. We're here for Locked On Astros. Those are our guys, man.
Yeah, that's my boy.
That's my boy Blue.
Yeah, you're my boy, Blue. There you go.
All right. So, I was just excited about this. I mean, this was one of those games I was just kind of like dead for a little bit there. And Luis Garcia was doing his best to just stick in there. The offense was doing nothing. And then all of a sudden, they came alive. And the Astros just have a way, a knack of just getting it done. And I just want to do this this show real quick. Any final thoughts before we – I know the Astros – I did have a couple – they're 14-4 in their last 18 games. Wow. They're now 41-28 on the season. And this is Yordan Alvarez's first walk-off hit of his career.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
great. Congratulations. Man, and he took that ice bucket like a champ.
Oh,
he did
yeah,
not. That, he barely even flinched.
Yeah,
he was just like, and it just sat there. That, right? Most people have been like this, but he just kind of sat there and just continued the interview. It was like awesome.
He's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's like, I'm a mountain. Climb on me all with all my muscle. You know, he literally just stood there like, oh, like, I mean, that dude is a monster. Like, he is one solid, just a specimen of an athlete. You know, tonight's game again was exciting, despite it only being 2-1. And that's what you want out of your team. You want your team to win the big games, okay? We are now only 2 games behind Oakland. We've won 5. They've won 7. So let's keep winning. Wouldn't it be great for us to keep a winning streak going and then lose tomorrow to the Yankees? So cheer for the Yankees tomorrow, as I'm saying that, to beat the Oakland A's. Let's get another win, and then we'll gain more ground on this team. So I just, dude, this team has playoff vibes written all over it. And you know what? The Astros aren't waiting. The Astros aren't standing back. They're not like, oh, Bregman's hurt. You know, we're in trouble. Tucker's out for right now. And someone asked earlier, how long is Tucker out? We haven't heard any specifics. I hear he's expected back soon is all I've heard. So they're being very tight-lipped about it. But I don't think it's anything to be mega concerned about.
It sounds like Bregman's going to be out for quite a while from what Dusty.
Yeah, okay, because they said Thursday something was supposed to come out.
From what I heard, don't expect him back anytime soon. So
okay.
So we'll see, but let's go and finish the show with some thoughts by Dusty. So Dusty Baker on watching the Astros celebrate. Oh, yeah, I enjoy it a lot. If I couldn't run any faster, I could be out there myself.
I want Dusty to full-on sprint. Now, here's the thing. If that doesn't motivate you that you want to cheer for the Astros to see Dusty Baker win a World Series and run out on the field with his team – winning the World Series, that would be something that I would put in a GIF and just play it every time the Astros win. Astros win and see Dusty out there running. But hey, how about Yuli?
I got one more.
My bad. Go ahead. Thoughts by Dusty. Go.
Okay. Dusty Baker on the Astros winning in different ways. That's what you have to do. You can't just win in the same way. That's what a winning streak is all about. Finding ways to win.
He is the John Madden of Major League Baseball. He is, you know, now, you know, look at these guys at the line. This guy's got sweat all the way down to his knees. He's working harder than this guy on the left. It's third and 18. It looks like they're going to have to punt here, Marv. But I mean, for all the criticism I've given him and all that stuff, the thing is the players embrace this guy. Yeah. We may question some of his moves. Oh, hold on. Stanek. Dude, Stanek killed it tonight.
He was pumped up. Yeah, he got Stanek, 3 strikeouts.
Yeah, like, I made like, it.
Yeah. It. He was and like me out there trying to dance.
Well, get this. I've got to find another gift making app because the one I have is asking me to pay $99 to join. But I made one and I put the LFG when he said, "Let's go." And so that was great for him to go out there and have success. You know,
I think he did that because Rodon kept on saying that every time he got out of. He's like, "Yeah, let's go, Vicky. Let's." That's all we got. And guys, please subscribe to this YouTube channel. And I'll try not to say any more naughty words on the podcast. And yes, I am going to church camp. So I have to. Anyway, so please subscribe to the YouTube channel. And let's go, Stros. Hopefully we get 2 more victories. And then what is the Royals next? Or who is it?
I thought it was the Orioles.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was the Orioles. I thought somebody said the Orioles and the Royals are next, but Orioles, Royals.
No, the Royals. Never. The Royals is the game that Paul Valadez has tickets to. It's a Monday game against the Royals. That's where you saw that in the chat.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's what that was. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the Orioles are next and the Astros, whoever it is, the Astros can beat anybody. Now, can the Can the A's ever lose? That's a big question. We'll talk. I'm sure you'll talk about that with Brandon Del Castillo, the baseball lawyer, on the next episode of the Locked On Astros podcast. Subscribe, and we'll talk to you next time.